Always a pleasure to visit with Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles. Commissioner, great to have you with us, and this is an exciting week in Kentucky Derby week. It's always fun.
You know, this is one of the special occasions that Kentucky has that no other state has. Every year, the eyes of the world look on Kentucky for at least 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. But here at the Department of Agriculture, we spend about a month promoting and preparing for the Kentucky Derby because it's more than just a horse race for us. It's a chance for us to promote not only our food producers, but also tonight we have a wine fest supporting our 70-plus farm wineries. The bourbon industry is obviously really big, but it's also about food. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, equine defines Kentucky. If you travel around the country, around the world, you say, hey, I'm from Kentucky, they ask you about bourbon, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and racehorses. So this year we're excited to partner with the Kentucky Derby once again.
Are you hosting any special guests in the Department of Agriculture this year?
This year I have another commissioner from West Virginia, and we also have senior staff from the Alabama Department of Agriculture. But other than that, I'm so busy during Derby week, it's hard for me to play host. But we always try to roll out the red carpet, especially if it means strengthening our relationships or if there's business opportunities as well.
And you, of course, the agriculture, you mentioned the horse equine industry. Equine industry big in Kentucky.
It's big. And, in fact, it's responsible for over 75,000 direct and indirect jobs.
Wow.
But get this, $6.5 billion each year. The thoroughbred industry alone, in one location in Kentucky, sells $1 billion of horses from one stage. And that doesn't even include the bigger breeds, such as the quarter horse industry or the saddlebreds. And yeah, sometimes we think of these pristine, high-end farms. We think about horses. But the story of horses in Kentucky are small family farms. Mm-hmm. And it's people like my grandfather, who is a part-time thoroughbred trainer in northern Kentucky, and my mother working at the racetrack during the summer. Those are the jobs and economic impact a lot of Kentuckians may not realize. But in central Kentucky, where I'm from, when we sell a load of hay or alfalfa, it doesn't matter if it's going to a cattle producer or horse producer. As long as they pay their bills, that's economic development.
That's exactly right. Any favorites this week? I know, is there a jockey with Orange Silks this week? I know you're a fan of Orange and Alice Chalmers. Tractor time.
Well, funny that you ask, Alan. On Thursday night is the Kentucky Derby Pegasus Parade. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that my Alice Chalmers WD from the 1950s will be part of the Kentucky Proud
really?
Float. And we're actually saluting our veteran farmers. So our Homegrown by uh-huh. Heroes program will have its own float. And so people can come cheer us on. And we're going to have veteran farmers walking with the float this year. And that tractor that I have is a symbol of my grandfather, who was a Marine
really?
In World War II.
Wow.
But you asked about horses. Before I tell you some of my picks, 18 of the 20 horses running are Kentucky Proud horses. One
really?
Of the highest
wow.
levels ever, meaning they're born and bred here. So chances are pretty good that yet for another time, the winner is probably going to come from a Kentucky farm, and that means a lot for us. You know, Omaha Beach is really the favorite out there, but there's another horse out there called Roadster, I think, that's worth looking at. There's probably at least a dozen horses that are easily front runners, and so if there's any advice to give, it's this. It's a wide open race. There's a lot of different winning combinations, and so I'm going to be betting on Kentucky Proud Food on Saturday because I know I can't lose.
Absolutely. You know, you speak of Kentucky Proud. Boy, we have really seen this during your administration go to a new level.
It's huge. And we have 8,000 Kentuckians utilizing Kentucky Proud. And we've done some things that are beyond the farmer market level. We have Kentucky Proud beef in 85 Kroger stores. We've sold over 300,000 pounds. We're doing the same thing with our pork producers right now. We're working with Houchins, which has grocery stores and quick shops all over Kentucky. That's something we don't have, and perhaps one of the biggest things. Now I know that I might be a little bit biased, but UK has the newest baseball stadium in NCAA sports, a $49 million stadium, and at zero cost to the taxpayer, due to the generosity of Kentucky Farm Bureau, that baseball stadium is called Kentucky Proud Park, and it's an anchor facility for us to use, especially in the off-season, to educate people where their food comes from. And so Kentucky Proud is at new levels right now.
Agricultural hemp, as Dr. Tony Brandon calls it. He said we're changing the name from industrial hemp to agricultural hemp. But that's
right.
Really continuing to grow, especially after the Farm Bill now.
That's right. And so last year we had about 210 people grow hemp. This year we have 1,000, 500% increase in 1 year. 130-plus hemp companies, some of which are brand new, down in your area, actually. And we wish every company the best of luck, and our staff is working hard to help connect them with great producers. There's still risk in this industry. We don't know what the FDA is going to do. There's some banking issues, and so there's some glitches we're working on. I was in Washington, D.C. yesterday at the Department of Agriculture speaking to a few of our undersecretaries about just this. But hemp in Kentucky gives us the opportunity for us to be first in something instead of last. And other states are swimming in our wake. We're going to continue to be the tip of the spear. And I'm so excited that we are creating jobs. Over 450 jobs, full-time jobs, exist today because Kentucky chose to lead. And that's something that other states look at us with envy on.
You recently had recently participated in a bit with Senator McConnell concerning agricultural hemp, and they're really looking at Kentucky to help put national regulations in place.
Absolutely. You know, no better compliment in my life was when Secretary Sonny Perdue sent a video to Kentucky saying that we have the best hemp program, and they're going to ask Kentucky to be at the table when it comes to helping set up the federal framework. And so we're working with them literally every single day, making sure that they understand what hemp is and what hemp is not. And that we can create a federal program that is streamlined, that makes sense, but also gives the American farmer, of course, in my opinion, the Kentucky farmer, mm-hmm. an opportunity to succeed.
And the risk management tool part side of that, I know the administrator there is working as well.
That's right. So we are happy to host not only Greg Ibach, the mm-hmm. Undersecretary of Ag for AMS, but also the RMA, Risk Management Agency head, Administrator Martin Barbary, was in Kentucky just a couple weeks ago as well. Hemp will be eligible for crop insurance. However, it may take some time to figure out exactly what that instrument might look like. And so we're assisting them to make sure that they get it right. And so there's a lot going on in Kentucky. It's not just hemp. We're increasing our hops producers. Mm-hmm. Our small ruminants, such as goats and sheep population, continue to grow. And, of course, here at the racetrack, anyone that loves horses, you can't talk about horses without Kentucky being part of the vocabulary, and that's a source of pride as the grandson of a thoroughbred trainer.
So I'm wondering if Brandon Oliver may be trying to get Black Hawk beef served at the Kentucky Derby next year. I don't know.
I think so. You know, it's so funny that wherever I go, the Oliver family comes up, but they have a high-quality product.
Absolutely.
And I'm from Georgetown. You can go to a restaurant in Georgetown, Kentucky, and find some Black Hawk beef, and that's just amazing thing, and we're going to continue to connect that farmer with the consumer, and I know that despite Brandon Oliver's humor, you know, he's been successful at this, and so I'm really happy for him.
I know you say good morning to those folks as well, but Commissioner, it's always great to have you with us, and doing a great job as our Commissioner of Agriculture, and look forward to continuing to work with you on all the great things you're working on.
Well, we appreciate that, and I like to tell people during Derby Week that it may be hard to pick a horse, but it's easy to pick Kentucky Proud. So go out there, support your local agriculture, and also share the road right now as our farmers are out there planting. We want to get home safe to our families just like you do as well.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles with us for Cindy Allen. I'm Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby, AT&T Morning Line.